whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
So how many people have started this interview with, well, it's high time you guys can...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. None. You could be the first one to do that terrible line.
Well, you invented it.
I'll give that to Chad.
Yeah, this is
Chad's fault.
Actually, Chad, and he had, actually, during the pandemic, he had a friend come to his studio to write with him. And that guy actually came up with the with the high time.
Yeah, but not Daughtry, right?
It wasn't,
not
Chris.
Not Daughtry.
Not this time.
No,
not this one.
Yeah.
Well, how are you guys doing?
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Good. You know, just barely conscious. We just flew in last night, so.
You did?
Yeah, not quite feeling human yet, but it'll come.
You guys, your tour starts probably beginning of April, right?
It's mid May.
Beginning of May. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mid-April.
Yeah. All right. I got that wrong. That's so okay. What can we expect when you guys come over here? Dungeons, dragons, fireworks, all right.
Dungeons and dragons, yes. Yes.
You know, you've seen the Dungeons and the Dragons and the fireworks. Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's the touring has been this last album it's just been better than ever. It's strangely enough. So I think you outlast everybody else and then it just gets better. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. We've had a really, really great tour.
They're coming to the shows not because they want to, it's that they just give up. You know, they just, oh, all right.
The war of
attrition. We've outlasted their will to stay away.
Weren't you guys supposed to be over here last year? Was there anything?
No, there wasn't, I don't think.
Last year?
Was there a European tour?
I thought there were touring plans.
We had touring plans in 2020, I remember
2020,
that.
But
I got pulled down.
Yeah, we were just laying this out when we had to shut down our whole North America tour, actually. Yeah, we were just trying to figure out how we were going to tour Europe after that. Mm-hmm. But that was, I think, the last time we talked meaningfully about touring here in Europe.
Okay.
I think so.
It's been a while. So what actually can we expect?
Can you expect? Sing along, hits, sing along. I mean, honestly, it's like
guitar solos.
Yeah, hips gyrating. Mike's going to be very sexy on stage.
It's what you've come to expect. You know, just it's going to be a loud, hot, sweaty rock show like every other loud, hot, sweaty rock show we've done before. I can't say it's going to be any different because it's not. So if you liked it last time, come back. We'll do it again.
Is it like, we have 48 new songs for you.
Oh.
Be prepared. You
know? Yeah, no. We won't do that to you. No,
we can't.
We'll play some new stuff for sure. But that's the question for any band that's been out for a while, putting out new music. It's, you know, I think we have, you know, we're getting younger fans, which is very interesting. I mean, that's the social media aspect, I think, has really kind of brought that out, and just the new generation discovering old music. So, you know, we're going to play old music for old fans and for new fans. But the new fans sometimes, you know, we think that they don't want to hear new music. You know, when you hear like an old band, you want to hear their brand new album, like you're like six, five or six songs off it. No, you don't want to do that. So we'll play just enough to keep people interested.
And you know, the other thing that's something that we've always been really, really conscious of and careful with is that when we go to rock shows, you know, we go and see our favorite bands. Yeah. If they play too long, you get tired and it's not fun anymore. You know, like I leave, you know, cause I get too tired. I just leave. So there's, well, maybe, but I did it even when I wasn't old, you know, but I do it more now, but, you know, it's like, there's two ways to do this, right? You can do the Bruce Springsteen or the Bob thing where you just go and play your like whole catalog and go play for like 3 or 4 hours. And, you know, I don't know how the audience is, take that, but as a result we do it the other way, which is we set our time limit and we have to take some songs out to put in some new ones, and it's hard to do.
So there's a solid 55 minute show for
solid 55
solid, yes,
jam-packed. No,
there's a 10 minute guitar solo,
and about 20 minutes talking. And so, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's you get 7 or 8 songs.
Yeah, hand out the snacks, you know, halfway through the show, you know, yeah.
If only.
Is touring still the thing where you can actually make money, or is it you have a big production? You have to watch out. What do you guys have to do nowadays?
It's a thing. I mean, I don't know what it would be like right now if that pandemic era, I like to blame it on that. It's ever yeah. since that, coming after that, things have skyrocketed for touring costs for all bands. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'm sure it happened everywhere, where for a while it was just North America bands played North America, Euro bands played Europe. It was obscenely expensive to go over the water. Yeah. And it's not getting better. Have you seen ticket prices lately? Mm-hmm. And it's almost embarrassing that when you have to go out now, your ticket prices have to be high just to cover the same amount of expenses yeah. that other bands did. And some bands, you just can't even weather that. And I feel it's pretty terrible because you can't see your favorite bands coming because it's just obscenely expensive to tour. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We make it work. And as much as people still want to come out and see us and pay the money, I mean, I'd hate for tickets to be $1,000. Some bands are charging $1,000 or $800. Yeah, I was like, it's insane. I won't name names.
Yeah. But Taylor Swift. But you know, the thing
she
about
puts
it
on
is,
an amazing show.
Yeah, she's incredible. She? Yeah. And worth every dime, I'm sure. But yeah. The thing about it is, and you're never gonna, like, you'll never see us crying about, oh, it's so hard for us. You know, the crying rock stars, nobody's going to listen to that shit. So the reality is that, you know, sometimes you have to look at it like a business. And if we're going to do this, we have to charge a ticket price to be able to do this without losing our ass, yeah. you know, and that's just a fact of life right now. And it sucks to see the ticket prices go up. You're absolutely yeah. right. It really, really does. Cause I think it does turn some people away. Some people yeah. just simply cannot afford it, but otherwise we can't do it at all, you know? So yeah. we don't really, unfortunately, we don't have a choice.
So just in conclusion, there's going to be, for a solid $700 ticket, you get a 55 minute show. Solid though.
65 minutes set for that. We'll give you a bonus 10 minutes for that.
Better for you. Better for you.
Value. It's value for your money.
Who do you bring along? On this one, we're bringing a band from the UK called The Lottery Winners. They're the friends that we did the Sea Shanty of Rockstar with.
Have you seen the Sea Shanty we did?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, so.
There you go. There's your homework.
Check it out. Go Google Nickelback Sea Shanty. It was a stupid little bit of fun stuff we did over the pandemic times with the Lottery Runners. They were the ones that turned Rockstar into a sea shanty.
They did it, and we saw it.
And so we expanded on it with them. And
we wanted to join them doing our song.
So it's ridiculous, but it was super fun.
It was it was really fucking great.
Made some friends.
Wait, tell us something about this movie that's going to be hitting the movie theater soon.
It's our new propaganda film to explain how great Nickelback is.
Finally,
yeah.
The movie all the
yeah, right.
That's 55 minutes or
75 minutes. Actually, you get quality, yes. And it's way cheaper than a concert ticket.
It is still truly quantity over quality. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, yeah. No, it's just us telling our story about who we are. You yeah. know, as people, and we've never done it before. You know, so many times, I think the media and the general sort of public have developed a narrative or an idea of who Nickelback is, yeah. simply because we didn't give them the information to use to draw a conclusion. I don't think we've been overly private, but we really haven't shared very much.
Yeah,
and this is us sharing who we are as people.
Which is funny because I looked up Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. You don't have an entry.
Did we talk about this already? Because I don't remember. I've talked to other people about this. I don't want one.
And I'm gonna make one
if
quick.
It ever comes up, first thing I'm going to do is get it taken down. And the second thing I'm going to do is find the person that put it up and kill them.
Whoa.
So much for sharing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's being very open about it. So it's like,
I like to share on my own terms.
Confession to murder right now. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You heard it here live on Rock Antenna.
If Thomas doesn't come to work tomorrow, it's because,
I never find my way out. Yes.
Yeah. Oh shit. I know. It's like, I know.
Small pieces of you will be going in my suitcase back to Los Angeles.
It's been dark.
Oh, that's great for customs.
How would I declare you?
It's just meat.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. So, you know, since Get Rolling, you know, it's a couple of years old. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you guys have done some more songwriting, if there's something else coming up sooner or later, probably sooner, new music or... You know.
Boy, it should be, huh?
We haven't been as busy as we should be for new stuff. We're kind of on track for doing our two year tour for each album. So we're still finishing up this whole year for it, and then we'll see where we land with it. But we barely got an album out through the pandemic. Well, everybody, the artist had like three albums out. It's like we were
Dave Grohl made a movie and a book and a record, and you know, and then we're just sitting there watching Dave Grohl.
Not
cool.
Not quantity.
Not doing anything.
Yeah, quality over quantity.
And then when the doors started to open, you know, near the end of the lockdown and restriction time, I remember Chad saying, "Oh, we better do something. We're gonna have to go on the road soon. We better have some music to play." So he started writing.
Yeah, we'll get there.
You know, you guys are still, although you've been in this business for a couple of decades now, you're still young, but still, like anniversaries can happen. You know, there's 25 years here, 20 years there.
They do happen.
Is there a stuff that you consider doing then, like the special show for any record or for everything you want to do? Is it something you're thinking about?
We haven't talked about that, but I guess there could be a 30th anniversary coming soon. Oh my God. You know, I mean, do we want to recognize that or pretend we're young?
Well, yeah. I mean, we it was pitched to us, actually. That was the tour for 2020 was the 15th anniversary of All Right Reasons, which I always like, that's a weird anniversary to celebrate. It's like 15 years of that was somebody's brainchild, but which didn't happen. I think maybe it's an excuse to kind of play the B-sides on an album. That's the only reason I see it in that sense, which I love.
To go and play an album is in its entirety.
If you're playing an album and like celebrating, that's what I'm assuming. If you're celebrating an album, you're like playing the whole album.
And that's what we talked about doing. That's what we were gonna play All the Right Reasons from the beginning to the end.
Yeah. And so I can see that possibly at some point, because selfishly, yes, I like some of the songs we don't play on stage, but like it's great. I was lucky enough to go see the U2 Sphere show in Las Vegas, I mean, I love a lot of their songs. I'm a huge U2 fan, but Octoon Baby was such a big album for me. It was, you know, coming out of high school. It was like,
it was a German influence.
There you go, right? It was such a, did I say it right? Octoon Baby?
Yeah,
right. Okay. So them to play it in its entirety, I was just so over the moon about that, because I loved all the songs that didn't hit the radio. So I can see, you know, some people might want to see that. I don't know which album of ours would be that for anybody, but.
Did they dress up like Elvis for that?
They did not.
Well,
they dressed up like U2 for that one, actually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Great. What a concept.
Yeah, right? It was great. It was great.
How is the Sphere? Because I've never been there.
Fuck, man. It was fucking amazing.
Everybody I've heard.
Probably
have you talked to people about this, too?
I saw it. I see it on Facebook. But you get an impression, but it's like...
It was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen. And because it was paired, it was such a visual bombardment.
Right.
Just peripherally everywhere.
Did you actually look at the band?
I get that. Yeah,
that's a good question. Actually,
no, it's a fantastic question, and that's why it kind of had a Vegas feel, because there were some songs. There's one song that they did with a rope in a balloon. Everything's very minimal, so that you did. Like, there are times you really focused on it. They made it so that when you know you could see the band giant sometimes. So they did that very well, because you're right, like it can just overshadow them. But again, paired with the music, like the music that I was hoping to hear, it was as much, but it was overwhelming in a great way.
And was that
like I loved the show.
Maybe show, like, is that what,
you know,
that
it was every, it was that and hits, obviously. And all their other like big hits. It was just and obviously they've left out a lot. They've got a lot of hits, apparently.
they can play for many hours.
But I was so stoked to see it, because who's going in the next? They said the Grateful Dead's going in there next, I think, to the Sphere. Someone was telling, I don't know.
We heard this yesterday.
We heard that. I don't know, but
I don't even know how long they're supposed to be.
They were there. They were there until February, I think. October to February.
Are they gone?
They're not
doing it anymore.
No, they're done. But it was.
I don't want to see the debt there. I don't even want to see them without.
I know. You know.
I don't know any of their stuff. I really don't.
Where I live is around the block from the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
And my children wanted to see the Grateful Dead because they wanted to see them play Fire on the Mountain. You know, their most famous song or whatever. And so we walked around. We went to the show, and I remember standing in the audience at the Hollywood Bowl with my kids.
Yeah.
who were teenagers at that time. And I remember them looking around and they're going, all these old people are on drugs. And, you know, they were. Everybody was totally on drugs. And John Mayer was, you know, he was Dead & Co. So John Mayer was on guitar.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. But it was like, I wasn't on drugs. And that's the problem, because a 12 or 15 minute song isn't the same when you're not on drugs. It's just not. People were like, their minds were blown. Their heads were exploding. And I was just looking around going, this is a really long song.
Well, you took drugs. Why didn't you take drugs that night?
I didn't take drugs that night.
Well,
I guess it's my mistake.
Yeah. You knew where you were going.
My fault.
What did the kids say? Like, Daddy, can we be on drugs?
They left at the intermission. It was too long. Again, this comes back to our earlier conversation. They were just like, and they left. Yeah.
Tell me one thing, because I really don't know. How much do you pay for a beer when you go to a show in
Washington?
How much is a Bud Light?
So, Thomas, I haven't drank alcohol in 8 years. So
that's stupid. Can you do this?
I know. So, it's another failure on my part.
My dad he was down in Palm Springs, so near LA, and he went to a hockey game, and he sent it was $16 Bud Light. He paid, and I was just
hoping for a gallon of Bud Light.
No, Bud Light. It's not even like full real beer. It's like light beer, right? So
Bud Light is
it's obscene.
Is almost beer.
Yeah, I know.
Any kind of light beer is almost beer. I know.
Prices are obscene.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, I wish we got some of that money. we don't.
Yeah. Well, everybody, thanks for coming. Our bass player, it's past his bedtime.
Time to put Mike to bed.
Everybody, good leave night. Yeah. Now.
Good night. Mike needs to go to bed.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.